U.S. and British officials say that 17 days of airstrikes have destroyed all known terrorist training camps in Afghanistan. They add that the ruling Taliban regime has lost its air defense system and that Taliban troops have become a direct bombing target. Pentagon officials say airstrikes on Taliban positions should help rebel groups fighting against the Taliban. Rebel leaders say more bombing will be needed for their campaign to be successful. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
The Daily Pentagon Bombing Report often features film clips from the gun cameras of attacking U.S. aircraft. Sometimes they show radar stations getting blown up. Lately, Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam of the Pentagon Joint Staff has been showing how U.S. warplanes target Taliban vehicles.
The second clip shows a direct hit on a Taliban 5th Corps, in this case a tank, in a defensive position in a wadi.
That tank was deployed in the north of Afghanistan, where Taliban forces are fighting off an offensive by the rebel group known as the Northern Alliance. The third film clip yesterday showed another Taliban armored vehicle hit by a U.S. bomb. But going after the Taliban military one tank at a time could be a long process, and the Northern Alliance's spokesman in Washington, Haroun Amin, could get impatient in the meantime.
We are satisfied with the trend, with the new kind of bombing, but we want to see much more of it, and I think much more of it is required for this campaign to be successful.
In fact, U.S. officials seem to have mixed feelings about how much help to give the Northern Alliance. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, speaking on Monday, said U.S. bombing efforts clearly are to assist those forces on the ground. He said the United States will not hold the Northern Alliance back if it wants to move on Kabul, the capital, or on Mazar-e-Sharif, a key Taliban-held city in the north of Afghanistan. And yet, the United States has stopped well short of mounting any joint campaigns with the rebel group. Admiral Stufflebeam, the Deputy Operations Director on the Joint Staff, suggested yesterday that the Northern Alliance has to decide on its own what to do and when to do it.
You heard the Secretary yesterday in his hopes for what the Northern Alliance would intend to do, and we know that we are positively helping that. But that particular timeline or their particular objectives of when to move is not necessarily clear or open or even meshed with ours.
One senior military officer who's privy to the war plan says the question of how to help the Northern Alliance is, quote, political. Don't ask me, he said, that's decided upstairs, by which he meant it's up to Secretary Rumsfeld and his circle of policy advisors. An administration official says helping the Northern Alliance makes military sense right now because it should weaken the Taliban, but getting too close to the rebels could present, in this official's words, big problems down the road. The government of Pakistan, a key U.S. ally in this fight, is opposed to the Northern Alliance. So are many Afghan tribal leaders whose support will be needed when it's time to assemble a new government for Afghanistan. If U.S. aid pushes the Northern Alliance closer to power in Afghanistan, the stage could even be set for a new civil war there. Carl Inderfirth, who crafted Afghanistan policy at the State Department under the Clinton administration, says U.S. political moves in Afghanistan may be even more important right now than U.S. military moves.
The firepower is going to be an important and necessary catalyst for change. But these things have to work together. They cannot be disconnected. And I think right now understanding that the future of Afghanistan is more dependent on the political outcome is the right way to proceed.
Various Afghan rebel, exile, and dissident groups are due to meet soon in Turkey to discuss a possible post-Taliban government. In the meantime, U.S. war planners will continue feeling their way in Afghanistan, helping the Northern Alliance, but keeping a certain distance. Carl Inderfirth suggests the U.S. military should focus its cooperation where it makes immediate sense in the north.
The first objective militarily should be to move on Mazar-e-Sharif, which would link up the Panjshir Valley with other northern areas as well as supply lines to Uzbekistan. If that's done, that would be an important accomplishment, not only militarily, but also for humanitarian assistance.
Winter is fast approaching in Afghanistan, Inderfirth points out, and the United States and the Northern Alliance could, together, establish a northern base of operations in Afghanistan through which humanitarian aid could be sent to what will certainly be a needy Afghan population. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.